Practice Test 7. Listening. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices, select the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear, or is true based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
Mary and John should have come by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
It may seem as if they'll never get here, but they will. You know how Mary is when she's getting ready to go out.
I guess you're right. Besides, I can't think of one time they haven't been late.
The correct answer is A. For problems 1 through 15, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? One.
Read many books so far this year?
To be honest, I kind of lost count because I go through a lot of e-books on my tablet.
What? You no longer read regular books?
Yeah, but admittedly, not that many.
Two.
I can't say when I've had a nicer time.
Yeah, me neither.
I can hardly wait to come here again.
You said it.
Three.
I've been having second thoughts about buying that motorcycle.
Really? But your heart was so set on it.
I know, but I've reconsidered. Maybe I'd be better off spending my money on a car.
Four.
What was the wedding reception like?
It was a quiet get-together, just relatives and a few close friends.
I thought they'd have a lot of guests.
Well, it did seem like there were a lot of people because the room wasn't very big.
Five.
What did he say his name was?
Gee, I missed it. Imagine.
And I did too. Aren't we great when it comes to paying attention?
Six.
Do you want a break for lunch or are you going to work a bit more?
I may as well have a bite to eat. I can finish this later.
We won't take longer than 20 minutes.
Seven.
Bill shouldn't have said those things to Kathy.
In her place, I'd never have forgiven him. How she didn't lose her temper is beyond me.
But you know, Kathy, she has such a big heart, and you'll rarely see her angry.
Eight.
Something's burning. Sure you turned off the oven?
Didn't you go into the kitchen last?
Which means the cake's been burnt.
Nine.
I have a watch that's a lot more expensive than the one you're wearing.
Aren't appearances misleading? My watch only looks expensive. Actually, I paid next to nothing for it.
Ten.
Didn't you say you'd text me to let me know what time to expect you?
Sorry, but I had forgotten to recharge my phone. The battery went dead.
You could have used somebody else's phone.
Eleven.
What did Professor Lawrence's lecture cover?
To be honest, I didn't quite follow it because my mind was elsewhere.
What if he had asked you any questions?
Twelve.
Jane's always singing when she works.
Yeah, and it's a habit that's getting on everyone's nerves.
I guess she thinks she has a nice voice.
If she thinks that, then she's the only one.
13.
I have this dictionary app on my cell, so I can always look up words whenever there's a need.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Is it free or did you have to pay for it?
I paid a bit, but it's a whole lot cheaper than buying a regular dictionary at a bookstore.
I'm going to download it too, then.
14.
Oh no, I erased my holiday photos from my hard drive before I could get them printed.
You should have saved them someplace else, like on a memory stick.
I know, and that's what I usually do.
Too bad, because I was really hoping you'd be showing them to me.
15.
We need to go over these figures again because they don't pan out.
What do you mean?
There's a discrepancy between how much we currently have deposited in our account and how much there should be.
We could always download a history of all our transactions.